Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to another mini episode where workplace consultant Pete Havel will be joining me to take a look back on a previous episode and share his thoughts on the situation and what someone could do if they found themselves in a similar spot. As the author of The Arsonist in the Office, Pete has plenty of experience dealing with toxic workplaces. Today we'll be looking at episode 2, When the Nightmare is the Entire Workplace. Mary started working for a company fresh out of uni, and it was quickly clear that things were not quite right.
We kind of transitioned to convincing people to do diplomas to get jobs because we could get more money in the commission if we were going to sell diplomas instead of just certificates. By that 6 months as well, our company name had changed already 3 times.
As time progressed, it became even more clear that parts of the job may even be illegal. And that toxic behaviour that started from the managers at the top was spreading throughout the workplace.
One of the ops managers at the place, he was really seedy. Like I said, I was still a teenager at the time, and he was probably about 4 years, and he would be really creepy towards me, especially on nights out. Like, even still now, I don't know how, he still has my email address, and he will send me weird, creepy emails and like selfies and photos of himself in these emails.
In the end, Mary managed to escape, but things definitely got pretty hairy. Here's what Pete has to say.
This struck me, and as an absolute, going along with the title of your podcast, what an absolute nightmare. The image that I had, and I talk a lot about how bad behavior spreads, and this, and how it can, you know, you can compare it to a virus or to cancer or something like that. And this struck me as the company being in like a late stage cancer where the cancer has taken over the entire body of the organization, that things are going bad everywhere. And that in this case, what you got some money as a sort of employee that that would come in, and the company's employees are tricking people into joining the organization, and they're a sort of employee but not employee. What a mess. And the thing that I think really starts happening in these types of organizations where you have toxicity everywhere is that there's nobody to step in and corral the problem when things get even worse. They don't know where any lines are to be drawn because everything is screwed up. And so that's what she walked into. And that is, if you've got ethics, if you've got standards, you've got one of two choices, and I know where I'd land, but you can either go along with it and perhaps be taken down with it. I have a longtime friend who signed us onto some papers in his job for one of his supervisors, and ended up going to federal prison as a result of that. And this is the type of thing that you see in the headlines sometimes, where for all Mary could have known, she could have been asked to sign off on some documents that at some point when the government went after this company for all their bad behavior, that she could have been wrapped up in it. So yeah, when you're in this situation, run. Absolutely run.
And I think with Mary as well, it was a case of because she was a little younger, she wasn't aware. It took her a while to realize. Would another bit of advice maybe just be question everything?
question everything quietly. In these days, probably because you've got, I mean, she could have been walked out of the job. These types of companies don't play fair. They probably would have threatened her with things that may not have amounted to anything, but probably would have scared a new employee. Because if they were willing to skirt the law in some areas, they probably wouldn't have thought twice about making her life miserable in real time. So, I would suggest when you see something like this, be very careful. Probably, frankly, Google what you're watching. Talk to some people in the company that maybe approach you about what's going on, and definitely watch your back. That story in particular is a fascinating one, in that nothing trains you in any previous jobs for the company that sounds like it's organized crime.
Once again, it seems the best course of action is to just get out. Yes, these episodes are probably of some more extreme situations, but so many of us manage to convince ourselves to stay in a toxic job because we feel like there is a weakness in leaving or a sense of obligation. Take it from a professional. Get out. Pete will be back for another analysis in 2 weeks, and I'll have another full episode next week. Until then, good luck at work.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.